Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Hello, and welcome back to the Embody Me podcast. And we're doing the Conscious Code series covering all 64 human design gates, gene keys, as well as I Ching hexagrams. Today, we're talking about gate 49. And I call it the revolutionary spirit. Gate 49 sits in the emotional solar plexus center, and it's going towards the root center through the channel of synthesis via gate 19. And in human design, this is known as the gate of principles, the gate of rejection, or the gate of the catalyst. And in the gene keys, it's referred to as changing the world from inside. In the I Ching, it's called revolution. Fire heats the lake from below. And this is in the tropical sign of Aquarius. And in Vedic astrology, it is on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius. So the overall energy of gate 49 embodies a complex energy that focuses on principles, transformation, revolution, rejection, and acceptance. At its core, it's an agent for change, driven by a deep understanding of the flow of emotional energy and commitment to the highest principles. So gate 49 has this constant balancing act between leading transformation and being trapped by the reaction that the transformation brings. And it represents this innate sense of timing for change, coupled with the courage, wisdom, and empowerment needed to guide others. And at the same time, it warns of the dangers of raw emotion, fear, and a divisive us versus them mentality. So let's talk about the shadow of this gate, which happens to be reaction. And this shows up as the tendency to be driven by raw emotions and emotional reactions, often leading to impulsive behavior and decisions. So, of course, we know what reaction is, but let's go deeper into, you know, how it shows up for you if you're more of an extroverted personality or have a reactive nature in general. This can show up as being rejecting, where you reject others before you feel rejected. You push others away if you feel like they are getting too close. And this fear gets greater when people are getting close to you. So you operate alone due to the fear of others rejecting you. And then when you're more of an introverted personality or have a repressive nature, this shows up as being inert, where you have no reaction. You shut down or dampen your emotional chemistry. So you can show up as being dry, lacking in emotion, sexuality's dried up, you know, you're hardly communicating with your partner. There's just a complete lack of emotion or reaction to anything. And this can come up because you might have a fear of nature's unpredictability and change, which can lead to a strong need for stability and adherence to rigid principles. and you tend to believe that there is a right way and a wrong way to do life, which can make you feel inflexible and unwilling to consider alternative approaches in your shadow. And from this belief, you may develop ruthless standards for yourself and others. And that leads to cutting people out of your life who don't meet your perfect standards. And due to the position at the top of social hierarchies, you may feel a need to be obeyed and have the power to accept or reject others based on their alignment with your principles. So your sensitivity to others' needs is based on your resonance with your own principles, leading to a tendency to reject those who do not align with your values. And because of this, you may risk quitting too soon, avoiding intimacy and meaningful connections in your relationships that could impact you in a positive way because you have that fear of rejection. In the repressive nature, you might compromise your values and uphold agreements that no longer serve your higher principles, completely out of alignment with your principles. So you either hold on too tightly to what your principles are, or you don't have principles at all. There's nothing, no standards that you use as a guide to make sure that you are in alignment with who you truly are and that people are in alignment with you as well. And, you know, due to this fear of others rejecting you, that it can result in isolation and a tendency to operate alone. You may be a loner when you're stuck in the shadow of reaction. But in your gift, the reaction turns into revolution, which represents the capacity for profound transformation and change. And you become catalysts for positive shifts and evolution in the world. So you have the gift of leading transformation in both your life and the lives of others. Your intuitive sense allows you to feel when it's time for change, renewal, or even a revolution. And you deeply understand the natural flow of energy, especially emotional energy, and embrace the change as natural and a necessary part of life. So your revolutionary spirit helps you see what needs to be improved and changed in your community or the world, and you take the lead in bringing about positive transformations. You have discernment and integrity in your relationships and interactions, and you make conscious decisions about who and what aligns with your principles in a higher aspect, a higher standard, right? And your ability to stand by your values inspires others to make transformative changes in their own lives. And you become a catalyst for positive shifts in those around you when you're in your gift. And you actually have a very down-to-earth approach. You're practical and grounded, and that helps change and upheaval. The understanding and importance of addressing practical needs and making necessary improvements. So this is all about leading others to align with their own principles, to identify what it is that can revolutionize humanity, letting go of old ways while embracing the birth of a new civilization, a revolution of new ideas, new principles, new things to stand for, right? And when you live and lead by example, you become an inspiring force for evolution and positive change in your community and even beyond. And that leads us to the Siddhi of rebirth, which is your highest state of frequency. And this signifies a profound state of spiritual transformation and renewal, which brings about a mystical divorce from the old ways and allows for a new civilization to be born while the old one crumbles away. And is that not what we're going through on Earth right now? Literally witnessing the old world crumble. What used to be popular is becoming unpopular. Celebrities that people used to love are starting to show their true colors and people are turning against them. And the old way of doing things is being questioned. And we're creating a revolution within society to uphold, to relook at our principles. Re-examine them, like what are our principles as a human collective? And are we in alignment with those principles? And if you can see how the world is going, I would say that most of us can say that that is not the case. So now we are really looking at what's important to us and what is in alignment, and we are removing the things that are no longer serving humanity on a whole, especially with this. I mean, just think about the Capricorn and the Aquarius energy. They want to rise to the top. They want to be, especially with the Capricorn energy, they want to be at the top of the mountain. They want to always have that, you know, self-improvement happening. And then the Aquarius is that humanitarian energy when they want to do it for the collective of humanity, not just themselves. So the city of rebirth is necessary. We are birthing a new way of being in society. And if you think about the shadow, are we not all reactive when someone's principles are not in alignment with ours? I mean, just think about the polarity that's happening on the planet right now, whether it's political, related to gender, related to religion, race. There's so much separation going on right now. And we are all being so reactive in this separation. What we need to do is come together in a revolution against the system that has us fighting against each other through reaction. We need to get out of our shadow as a civilization, as a human collective, and lead our society into a rebirth through the gift of revolution. So if you have this gate active in your chart, you can use this in your brand and business to be the beacon of principalities, principles, that core values that you stand firmly for, that not only benefit you, but benefit all of the people involved with you and your brand. And any of your future customers, they can see that you uphold these principles. And that's what actually draws people to your brand, because they also value the same things that you value. And because you stand so firm in your revolution and what you're fighting for and what you're here to rebirth or bring into the awareness of the human collective, you will attract those in alignment with you in your gift. So stand firmly on your core values. Identify what your principles are. And know that the people that are aligned with your principles and values will find you like a magnet, as long as you stand firm in those values. And here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. What do I need to let go of right now to create room for me to align with higher principles? What areas of my life require a revolution or a profound shift to bring about positive change? And what emotional patterns or reactions do I need to transcend to embrace emotional wisdom and resiliency? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of reaction and embody the gift of revolution and rebirth. Acknowledge and embrace your emotional sensitivity. Allow yourself to feel deeply without suppressing or reacting impulsively. Take time to process your emotions and understand their underlying messages. Let go of the need for perfection and rigidity in your principles. Understand that life is constantly changing and flexibility is key to adapting to new circumstances. And be open to adjusting your beliefs and approaches as needed. And lead with vision. Tap into your gift of leading revolutions through your principles. Use your vision and insight to inspire positive change and transformation in your own life and the lives of others. Be a role model for embracing growth and evolution. And isn't it funny that we are in the age of Aquarius, right? Or if we're not necessarily there yet, we're entering into that new age of Aquarius, or supposedly, you know, Pluto is in Aquarius right now in the tropical realms. And I shouldn't say supposedly, it is in tropical astrology. But my whole point is that we are in the process of a revolution and a rebirth of humanity right now. And we have to learn through the shadow of reaction in order to get there, in order to grow and transcend the current reality that we're living as a society, as a whole human collective on this planet. And may this energy continue to carry us through the entire age of Aquarius as we let go of what is no longer aligned for us and revolutionize and evolve into higher principles, higher states of being. And I truly believe that that is where we are going as a human collective. So with that being said, this is such a powerful gate. I don't want to say beautiful, I would say powerful. And may we all tap into its energy this week. Not in the reactive shadow nature, and may we be aware of the shadow of reaction, but more so, let's stand firm on our principles and see who is in alignment with those, who we attract in alignment with what we truly value. And with that being said, I'll see you guys again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Until then, take care and stay blessed. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.